Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, we got a special show for you today. A lot of people to talk to before I head out to Alaska for one of these cruises. I've never been to that part of the world. I'm going there. You'll hear all about it next week. However, we got a lot to focus on today. And to kick off the show, this has been somebody that I've wanted to get on for the last several weeks, but he's been so daggone busy since he got back from the Maldives. And I'm talking about Rene Dupre from Scuba Pro, who is on Scuba Radio right now. Rene, how are you, my friend?
How are you, Greg? It's good to hear you. You sound in good spirits.
Yes. Well, the voice is pretty much back finally. That was the last thing I was waiting to, you know, have come back. So I kind of feel almost 100% finally. So that's good. Now I'm off on my first trip to Alaska. But I'll save that for next week. I want to talk about what you saw in the Maldives, because I didn't get to go because of this little burp and the, you know, that life throws at you every once in a while. You get these curves, and mine was open heart surgery 4 days before I was supposed to join you on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Maldives with Explorer Ventures. But you made it. So I've been, you know, making the rounds for everybody on the boat, or almost all of my friends, and having them come on the show and basically rub it into me for once, because usually
there you go.
I'm the person who gets to do that, but I figured, hey, it's only fair to switch it around in this case. So tell me, how did you like the Maldives? Did I sell it correctly to you?
You did. You were greatly missed. God bless you on that. But I'll tell you, we had a fantastic time as usual. The crew and the group got along really, really well. We were even honored to have one of the owners, Agnes, on board on Carpe Novo, and also Sue from Explorer Ventures was with us.
Right.
So we were well supported. Of course, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training was, you know, with us, and it was his birthday, and we gave him a nice nice birthday present. So it was all very good. The diving is fantastic, over the top. We saw shark most every dive, plenty of turtle.
Sweet.
We saw, mantas. The manta cleaning station was amazing.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard you had several, or like six or seven on one dive. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. Wow. I had never witnessed that before, where they come in, it's like an airport. They come in, all the rafts, the cleaning rafts come up and clean them very quickly. We're talking about something like a 20-second exchange.
Yeah.
Then that guy leaves, and another guy comes in. It just went on and on and on. It was ridiculous.
Well, how close did you get to the mantas on that? I mean, did you have to be kind of shy or hold, you know, play?
Very, very,
play
very
back?
Close. They ask us to keep our distance, and so everyone respects that. You know, we want to respect the marine life, so we did. I would say we were 20 feet, maybe, something like that.
Nice.
Something in that range.
Yeah.
And we just viewed it for about 45 minutes. And it just went on and on and on.
Now, I think it was Jerry who told me that dive, were you hooked in because there was a lot of current, or was that a different dive maybe?
That was a different dive.
Okay.
No need to hook in on that one. It was pretty calm on that particular one. But, the current brings in the shark, so we're all about current and shark. We can take that.
Yeah. So you had a couple hooked in dives where you just hooked into the reef or into some dead piece of rock or
That's
something.
That's correct. You carefully select a spot and you hook in and enjoy.
Yeah, just watch the parade.
They prefer you do that just to get the whole spectacle in, if you will.
Yeah. So that was mainly sharks, is what you would see cruising through the area and those type
Absolutely.
Of dives.
Absolutely. Yeah. There were stingray. There was all sorts of things. You have to remember, and it's full of life. So we saw all kinds of things. Remoras hanging off different, larger fish. Really, really cool.
Yeah. Now I don't know the two times before that I've been to the Maldives. One I know was in May, and mm-hmm. the first time I don't remember what time of year it was, but the water temp was just like tropical. I mean, it was like 79, 80 degrees. It was beautiful bathtub diving. Is that what you had this time, or was it cooler or warmer?
It was 84 degrees.
So, I mean, did you even wear
it? It was fantastic.
Of course, you wore a Scuba Pro wetsuit. I have no doubt.
I had a Pyroflex top, and I like to wear the new neoprene beanies. Of all things, that thing just keeps you super toasty.
Yeah.
So you're able to make repetitive dives without getting that chill towards the end of the dive.
Right.
That is now a thing of the past.
Yeah. Now, I would wear a skin maybe during the day, and then I'd consider wearing something at night. Did you do the night dive, or what did you do?
I didn't. I'm a busy guy, so
sure.
I took that opportunity to work on some other things.
Okay, understood.
Those things were all of the giveaways that we give each evening on these events. That was really quite something.
Yes, I saw the pictures. You really loaded them up this time. I mean, my gosh, the guys were looked pretty daggone happy, and I don't blame myself. Regulators, BCs, dive computers. You were going nuts with that stuff.
Yeah. It was raining Scuba Pro out there, so it was a lot of fun.
Very nice. So everybody had a good time. You had a good time. You mentioned the mantas. You had never seen like a manta cleaning station dive. Anything else?
Not anything like that before. Yeah. That was really spectacular.
Now, usually when I went before, we had no problem seeing whale sharks, but I heard there was a little bit of an algae bloom going on while you guys were there, and some people saw a little bit of or got some.
Yeah, we got a glimpse of one, but they were a little skittish, if you will. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got a glimpse.
Well, the viz was down, so it's hard to get, when you're going after the whale sharks or tracking them down. Usually they had a spotter boat out there trying to find out where one was, and then they'd bring the group, they'd drop them off, say, upstream of where the whale shark or two might be swimming, and then maybe if you're lucky, they'll cruise right by you and get a nice shot, and they may stop and check you out and that kind of thing. Did they do that kind of setup? Or?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. We cruised for quite a while. Everyone did their diligent best, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But, the sea is what it is. The sea giveth and the sea taketh. So we got what we got.
Okay, exactly. Well, it gives you a reason to go back. And would you go back to the Maldives
Absolutely.
And do some more diving?
Absolutely. I'm a food snob. The food alone on board the Carpe Novo was outstanding. The variety was very good. And, of course, we had excellent curries along with whatever they were serving up each day. So international food, if you will, and then excellent curries practically every meal, I would say. And I dug into that big time with a straw.
Well, there you go. I don't blame you. Very colorful, these curries that they would display out for everybody. And it'd just be like, whoa, it's like a rainbow of stuff. You had no idea what the heck you were eating, but everything tasted great.
It didn't matter. It was all good.
Now, this was on the new boat, the Carpe Nova, the new sister ship to the Carpe Vita, which I've been
very
on a couple
spacious.
Times.
Extremely spacious, very comfortable, nicely done.
Yes. Did I describe it properly with the guest rooms? Because the guest rooms are so big. I mean, it's crazy how much space
they're large. and they sort of change the theme from day to day. We're just divers. We don't need much. But
right.
I'll tell you, each day we'd come in from after our first series of dives, the room was made up completely different than it was the day before. So they were really doing the foo-foo stuff, if you will, just really going to town.
Well, yeah, more like a cruise ship hotel type of thing as opposed to a liveaboard dive vessel. And was it all teaked out? There was a lot of nice designs with the woodwork and that kind of stuff on the Vita. Did you notice some of that on the Nova, too?
Yes. Where they serve the food, it's sort of a boat theme, and so it's like the hull of a boat, all in teak. It's very nicely done.
Good. Oh, the dive compressor, the dive stuff's on a totally separate vessel. I love that setup, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We would get off the main and hop on a well-equipped dive boat. You're right. The compressor and all that stuff was there, meaning that when they were filling tanks, you just don't even notice it. You don't hear it. You don't notice it. The team works seamlessly.
Yes. Yeah, I love that setup. I don't know how they make money doing it because they got to run two boats, not just one. But
right.
God bless them for doing it. It's a very unique way they do the diving there in that part of the world. But it's Explorer Ventures. The Carpi Nova is the new vessel. And I guess there's another one in the works. Did you get talk to Agnes about that, too, or
you
no?
You know, there was. I saw a second one.
Yeah. Well, the Vita.
But I don't recall. Yeah, Vita. You're right. Yeah, that is the name.
I think there's a third one in development they're planning to build.
Wow.
So we'll see. We'll find out what's going on with that. But it's good stuff. All right. So we've covered the Maldives liveaboard trip that Renee got to witness and I didn't. Yeah, I hate you for that.
Yeah.
However, he's with Scuba Pro. We're going to find out some of the cool things that they're offering right now. Maybe a little glimpse of what they're going to showcase at DEMA. That's coming up next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're going.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Rene Dupre from Scuba Pro is my guest right now. He just got back from the Maldives, and we've covered that base pretty well. So let's transition. Let's move over towards gear that Scuba Pro is offering to a lucky diver like you right now. You might go into your local Scuba Pro dealer and I don't know, what is the hottest selling item out there right now when it comes to Scuba Pro stuff? Renee, what would you say? Where would you put it?
Without a doubt, it's the new Hydros BC. They're so hot right now that I can't even get my hands on one. Several of our customers have already tested them, they've dove them, and everyone reports, that it's just it's a game changer.
Okay, and why is that? What's different about this Hydro BC from Scuba Pro?
What's neat is, we've been playing around with the Nova Sea Wing fins for many years. It's made of a proprietary mix product called Monprene, and this is a U.S.-made high-end product. And what we like about it is its reliability. And so we started looking at using it in the concept of, instead of a fin and a BC, with the concept of instant dry. The moment you get out of the water, bang, the BC is dry.
Okay.
It's taken us years and years and years to make, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so it's kind of like a slick, harder type material that doesn't absorb any kind of water at all, so you don't have to
harness. The harness section of it, if you will, the backpack section of it, is all made of Monprene, which hugs and snugs, and is like a custom fit to everyone that puts it on.
Okay, would you consider this a soft or a hard pack or a hybrid?
Well, it's the harness outfit is all Monprene, very very soft, like I said, and it's a donut wing, if you will.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so that's kind of unique. Well, a donut wing. Okay, so it just kind of caresses the tank when it's filled with air. The wing does.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And as far as it's a good travel BC, kind of light.
Oh,
I guess?
Absolutely. That's the whole thing. You can pack the entire BC with full on scuba. That includes any size wetsuit and or a Scuba Pro dry suit. Your computer, your regulator. Mask, everything fits inside a bag that it is packaged with. Very small bag that is legit for carry-on. Mm. And then you strap the fins to the outside. Even though all the equipment is XL, it all packs in the same bag, and you can take it right on the flight with you.
Cool.
No issue.
Yeah, no, I saw that at DEMA last year. You guys had that on display there, didn't you?
Or maybe but we've only recently released it, and it's only being sold in the United States first, so it's really quite exciting.
All right, that's cool. So that's shipping now. If you go into your local Scuba Pro dealer,
you go to a store, you should find, maybe, if you're lucky, you'll find one, and hopefully it's your size.
Okay, or you can go to the Scuba Pro website and take a look and that kind of thing. Now, what about in the world of regulators and things like that? Are we in a setup like that, is there... do you guys are offering different lines as far as there's a lighter version of this reg or first stage or second stage or what?
We're always, that's a constant evolution for us. So we're always working and tweaking this and that and the other. But yes, weight and size is a concern. And so, we keep downsizing. And the materials that we make are second stage regulators out of, at this point, are neutrally buoyant when submerged in the water.
Mm. Okay. All right. Excellent.
Very, very light.
Yeah. All right. So, but it's still like the MK, what number are we up to now? 35?
Yeah, we're on, we have a Mark II, we have a Mark 11, a 17, and a 25 Evo for Evolution at this point. It's an outstanding regulator.
Excellent. Okay. So you got that base cover. What about dive computers? You guys offering any kind of new bells and whistles in that regard, or if people
We've recently released the Mantis 2, and the cool thing about it, aside from being a full-on dive computer, is that it is packaged with a transmitter, and the transmitter has a little LED light on it so that others can monitor from green to yellow to red your gas supply. Either you can monitor others or others can monitor you. Hmm. And it's also, has plenty of other features, including a heart rate monitor. Packed with features, and it's selling extremely well as well.
Wow. Okay, so it has a heart rate monitor. I've been looking at those things due to my personal situation over the last month or so. You hear what I'm saying?
So this
dive computer...
It's one of these things that people, they get it, and whether they know it's included in the package is, second nature, and some use it and some don't.
Yeah.
You'll find that when you use it, you're a better diver because it alerts you to different things.
Well, I bet. I mean, it tracks your heartbeat somehow. How's it doing that? Through the wrist, or is there some other sensor or something?
Yeah, you place this right in your chest cavity, and it picks up your heart, and we make that unit ourselves. It has a replaceable battery and all that. It's really slick.
Yeah,
very slick unit.
Does it calculate your calories burned like a Fitbit?
not yet.
That'll be in the
version 3. But there is a stroke counter. You can do it hiking or swimming. There are also other functions. You can turn it off as a computer and make it in a gauge only for our technical divers out there.
Oh, okay. Or free diving or something like that?
Free diving. We have an apnea, it's called, for free diving, and we have that that's included.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
All of the algorithms change. It's very interesting.
All right. So once again, you can go to your Scuba Pro dealer or looking up at scubapro.com as far as the dive computer. That sounds kind of cool. Now, what about mask and fins? Let's talk about that. You have some, what's the coolest new Scuba Pro mask you guys have?
Well, we've got a Synergy. We have more masks than ever. As you know, we've sort of brought a couple of different brands together, and from each one of those brands, we picked the biggest sellers, and now Scuba Pro is now offering multiple tinted lenses, mm-hmm. mirrored lenses, optical lenses. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, I've always wondered about the mirrored lens thing, if that was just more of a cool factor, just like you're wearing, you know, mirrored shades on the surface. To kind of give you that Top Gun look, or what? I've never really understood the mirror.
When you see it in the store, it is kind of a cool factor, but you really don't appreciate what the lens does until you've submerged, and we all know that color and light changes in water, and that's the name of the game. It enriches your view.
Okay. All right. So the thing is, you just try it out and see what you like best. And
there you go.
And get one that fits well. And as far as fins, you know, obviously, Scuba Pro has the classic jet fins that a lot of people just won't move from at all.
But now in camo. Now in camo, every other color you can shake a stick at.
So I didn't know that. They offer them in camo.
Yeah.
So if you're a Duck Dynasty fan.
Yeah, they come in camo. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's a big hit. Just like Bass Pro Shop selling camo pajamas. Well, now we're selling camo jet fins.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you got those. And, of course, they offer whole line of different types of fins as well. Renee, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to catch up, my friend. I look forward to catching up with you at DEMA. I'm going to do my return to dive and the Go Dive Now pool. Will you be my dive buddy there?
Absolutely. I'll see you there.
Maybe I can hit him up for some new fins or something. Who knows? All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and look who's on the line via the web. We got the Scuba Cowboy with us. Pup, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic, man, but the real question is, how are you doing, pal?
Well, I'm doing good, man. I'm back. Voice is kind of back, and, you know, here we are day, I don't know, 40-ish thereabouts and since open heart surgery, and I'm still kicking and still doing my thing, so I don't have much to complain about.
Well, that's what I like to hear. I was, you know, a little concerned there that we might have to use you as chum on our final dive together, and I'm certainly glad that didn't happen to be the case and that we have plenty more to look forward to ahead in the future.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, at the DEMA show in Las Vegas, where I plan to orchestrate my return to diving in the Go Dive Now pool, and by the way, I can count on you to be one of my buddies for that, right, pup?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All I'm right. Always your dive buddy. You
well,
know that.
Well, one of the other goals or missions I will have at the DEMA show is to set up our travel schedule for 2017. Being that I missed that trip to the Maldives with Renee, who we were talking with earlier, you weren't even on the boat. We got to get back over to the Carpi Nova and go dive with Agnes and the crew from Explorer Ventures. So that's one thing we got to do. And then I figure we're going to map out a trip like every month or two at the worst case. Because it's our 20-year anniversary. We got to blow it out big time next year. You know what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I am with you 100%.
Okay, yeah, because I got to travel with Scuba Cowboy. He sits there and performs and plays cool music for everyone. You've been working on some new songs, by the way?
I have been working on a lot of new songs. I've been just absolutely inundated.
Yeah.
I get so much inspiration, of course,
from all
of our trips. It literally takes me months just to absorb all the videos and chats that we've had.
Yes.
And then translate them all into songs. So I've been very, very busy in the studio That's why I've been spending a lot of time in Colorado this year.
Okay. Well, I understand. But I'm wondering if my latest episode has inspired a new song called Gotta Have Heart or something. he's got a heart way deep down. Or, you know, I don't know. There's something there that's probably slightly twisted and off. What do you think?
Yes, I was thinking something like more like my buddy was almost chum or something.
Okay.
Like
that. Well, that would work, too. All right. More with the Scuba Cowboy next.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude, an underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die. Bug Hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy, one of my favorite songs, Bug Hunter. I don't think it was written about me, was it, Pup? Because I'm the lobster slayer, not necessarily a hunter. I'm a slayer. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but yeah, it was kind of inspired by you, at least by the tales of what you told me about your bug hunting experiences. Now, of course...
Oh, you mean the many tales
last
that
year,
I bagged.
When I got to go down there for the first time with you,
right.
I got to see firsthand that perhaps there was some slight exaggeration going on.
What? What are you kidding me? Come on.
Maybe I just got beginner's luck since I'm the only one that got any bugs. Is that what you're saying?
No. Remember, we limited it out. Each day for lobster mini season in Florida, we limited it out on the radio. So, regardless...
Oh, okay.
We'll just leave that one lie. But I love the tune. I love the song. It does capture that that energy, that lobster fever that a lot of divers get, for sure. And I got to get back down there and do some bug hunting because, you know, when we covered this last week on the show, her mind, you know, swept through Florida, you know, that storm. And
stirred things up.
Stirred up the lobsters. They're down there. They're like, you know, racking them up right now. So you're going to have to head down this way and take advantage of them lobsters as well. And
down there shortly.
Yeah, but right now you're just hanging back in Colorado, working on some new material. Is that the deal or what?
Yes, I've been working on lots of new material. Actually, I'm working on simultaneously on both my new Tropical Rock album and my new Scuba Ribbing album. So.
Okay, cool. You got a
lots of
working title or anything like that yet or no?
I do, on the new Scuba album, yeah. And I've actually had, God bless fans, that's all I got to say. I had people that already in June were prepaying for the new album just
Sweet.
In the hopes it would hurry up and get here. So
yeah, okay.
I'm trying to keep them happy. But yes, the working title, actually it's going to be the final title, is It's Dive O'Clock Somewhere.
Ah, there we go. I like it.
Yep.
That sounds good. So is the idea to have this out in time for the Christmas shopping season maybe?
Actually, by DEMA is my goal.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm shooting for.
Which applies. I mean, that's like the weekend before Thanksgiving, so you'll get
exactly.
A nice little jump in Vegas, you know, on your shopping if you're at the DEMA show, or you can just go to scubacowboy.com and look for the release date on that. But that sounds good. Any other song titles you want to share just yet, or you kind of keeping that under wraps? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep this one under wraps. I got a bunch of new stuff coming out, but it's gonna be really fun stuff. And as I said, the challenge for me is that I don't know if you know, but the Tropical Rock World, they have their Meeting of the Minds almost the same time as DEMA every year. So I'm trying to time that release as well. So that's why I'm juggling between the two albums.
Got it.
It's going really, really well. So.
Yeah. Okay. And there's not going to be any heart reference songs like I Didn't Know He Had a Heart or Greg, I'm Glad You Didn't Die, which was the Get Well card I got from Bob Evans from Force Fence last week, by the way, which
was
awesome.
You know, God bless Bob. You know, he's always such a sentimental kind of guy.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Yes, and
absolutely.
Very to the point. He did. He is to the point. No doubt about that.
Yes. He can inspire his own song.
You know? Oh, he could definitely inspire a song. He has, in fact. Just talking with him over lunch out in Redondo or whatever, we've had some great discussions.
For sure.
I'm surprised he didn't ask you if you were maybe temporarily abducted or something like that.
Well, yeah, or if I had a near-death experience.
For some testing.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But in any case, there's a lot of new songs coming out and really great material. And, of course, you... I'm not going to say that there's not going to be a song about that, because sometimes at the very last minute I add a song and it ends up being a really great song.
Yeah.
So, so I won't say there's no songs about Greg on it, because you never know.
Yeah. Well, these are real comments. You know, the thing about Bob, and then, of course, someone else put up on Facebook, wow, I didn't even know you had a heart. You know, after they heard I had to undergo open heart surgery. So, God bless our fans and their creativity. It could inspire a tune for the Scuba Cowboys' new album. We'll have to wait and see. But I know you do have some plans to do a little bit of diving here over the next few weeks before DEMA. Am I right?
Yes, you are absolutely right. I'm going to do kind of a Midwest and down the East Coast loop. I'm going to be on the road for a couple of weeks. Start out in like Indiana, Michigan, Chicago, that kind of area. And then I'm going to head down and catch a Reef Fest, which, of course, I do every year down
actually,
in Key Largo
next
October
Saturday.
1st.
Yeah, next Saturday. How about that?
Yep.
So,
yep.
But as you head out to that way.
So, of course, since I'm there, I'm expecting us to go diving.
Well,
let's do it.
I am going to see if I can sneak down there at the last minute. I got to work in this little run to Alaska, so I'm working out my schedule to see if I can sneak down there. And I still got to meet with a cardiologist to get a little bit of clearance on some travel. But it might be possible. I might be down there with you. We'll have to wait and see how that evolves. But on your way to the Keys for Reef Fest with our friends from Reef, you're doing some diving in Michigan. Is that what you were telling me?
Yes, it's the same place. I actually went out there last July. Some friends of mine who I met up at the Chicago Dive Show up there a couple of years back.
Yeah,
a really fantastic guy, just a wonderful guy. His name's Greg too. Must be something about that name.
Well, yeah,
because I have
course.
Some really good. Some of my best friends in the world are all named Greg.
Mm-hmm.
But and yourself included, of course, buddy.
Okay. He had to make sure he clarified that.
Yes, of course. But he's actually he's a unique character because he dives a lot. They dive the St. Clair River up there.
Oh, okay.
And believe it or not, it's like 35-foot viz in a lot of places. It's actually pretty decent.
Well, how
it's
cold?
It's kind of like the reverse of scaling a wall.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to climb a wall, because basically the current is so strong, you're kind of scaling along the bottom.
Hmm.
Which is kind of a neat feeling. You see a lot of fish and stuff, but it was actually really good viz. And the really neat thing is he collects anything that people drop into the water, and he either sells it back to the fishermen, which I thought was a great little enterprise, or he recycles it by making it into art.
So what do you mean? Like fishing lures and lead
fishing
weights
and
lures,
things? Lead. He pulls literally hundreds of pounds of lead out of the river every year. He's like doing an environmental... you know, service without any recognition whatsoever.
Yeah.
But he converts a lot of it into art. It's just fascinating. He'll take pieces of driftwood or old phones or railroad spikes or just anything you can imagine. And he's one of those guys. I mean, I consider myself artistic when it comes to, you know, music and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys that's not just a one-medium artist.
Hmm.
Like, he can sculpt, he can paint, he can do photography, he can do just like anything you can imagine this guy can do. I mean, some of his art is like a cast of, you know, footprints in the sand or something. I mean, just completely off the wall stuff where you just go, how in the world does anybody even think in that many dimensions?
But a lot of this
really
stuff,
really talented guy. I'll have to send you some pictures.
Yeah,
the last time I was out there, purely for medicinal purposes, of course, he had actually visited Florida and found someone had poached an alligator. Not him, he's not that kind of person at all.
Uh-huh.
But they found the skeletal remains of it.
Okay.
And he took this and he made a bong out of it. Out of the entire spine of the alligator. I kid you not. I have pictures of me, you know, pretending, of course, to, you know, to
now,
smoke the bong.
Let's remember that Pup lives in Colorado, so.
I do, exactly. So
you don't have to pretend anything when you live there now.
Well,
I don't think.
Here, but I was in Michigan at the time.
Oh right.
Yeah, it's medicine only still out there.
Yeah,
and
of course.
He does have his medical card, but
yeah.
I just thought it was an amazing utilization of resources, and it was the coolest bong I've ever seen.
That does sound quite unique, now that you mention it. Yeah. So he's taken things that he finds in the river or, you know, from his friends in Florida and repurposing them into some kind of cool art or, marijuana paraphernalia, whatever works, I guess.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. But like I said, a lot of his stuff is diving related because he does do, they do a lot of scientific studies and stuff up there.
Yeah.
Because, of course, there's a lot of great diving in Michigan.
Yeah, well, what kind of things are you seeing in the river? There's not wrecks or anything. It's just like a river type of dive that you kind of run, go with the flow or what?
Pretty much do. You go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of fish down there. Actually, like even the big muskie and stuff, which is kind of cool. Yeah. They look like a dinosaur almost.
Yeah.
But and walleye and bass and all that kind of stuff, what have you. And then, of course, you're always salvaging stuff. You know, I dove farther down the St. Clair River where it gets real mucky, and literally there's just tons and tons of old bottles. And you know, this one other friend of mine who owns a dive shop in Michigan found a submerged message in a bottle. You can actually go Google this one online, and it was under there for 92 years.
Wow.
These girls that were on one of the old river party boats, these teenage girls, wrote this note 92 years ago, and he found it in the river. Still intact with the cork in the bottle.
And the message said?
Basically said, we're having a great time on the Tajmu, which is one of the old party boats that used to cruise up and down the river,
right,
up to Canada and back.
And then in
weekend.
Big caps, it just said, drunk!
Pretty much, yeah. That's really what it was. Some drunk girls partying.
TheScubaCowboy.com. Check him out, and you can, you'll be more entertained as a diver for sure. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both. Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
Hey, coming up, Richie Kohler, one half of the Shadow Divers and the author of the book On the Britannic. He's going to join us here in just a bit on the big show. But first, I got my buddy Dan from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe, on the line. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Great, Greg. It is really coming down over here in Daytona today. I think I'm going to scuba home instead of drive.
Well, hey, that's one of the advantages of being a diver. You're not afraid of a little rain, and you can always pull out your gear and, you know, as an extra safety device during hurricane season. So there you go. So you're set either way. But let's talk about sunscreen, even though, you know, evidently you don't need that today where you are. I was at the Surf Expo a couple weeks ago. And I got to tell you, Dan, you know, I know you've been at that show. You're at the DEMA show. You do a bunch of shows across the country promoting reef-safe sun care products. I was shocked. There were several new companies like these, I don't know, it's like these hippies think, hey, we got to get on this whole sun care bandwagon. It's, you know, made from dirt, so it's good for the planet or something. I mean, it's crazy the amount of startups that are seeing that are, I don't know, kind of trying to skate on your skirt tails or, you know, shirt tails or whatever. I mean, skirt, shirt, I'm not going to judge. Regardless, it's kind of like taking a product that you've been doing for several years and they're trying to act like it's some kind of new thing. Does that annoy you or what? Come on.
Oh, just a little bit. we've been seeing that for the last two or three years, Greg. It's every trade show we go to. And then, you know, what's that saying? Always imitated, never duplicated.
Yes. Well,
so,
there you go.
We kind of tell everybody to ask them for their testing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the deer in the headlight look.
Yeah.
What do you mean, testing? So that's how you sort out the reality check kind of from these other companies, is just ask them for their scientific testing.
Well, there you go. And they'll just say, oh, Google it or something. Yeah, it has chemicals in it, then that can't be good. And if you can't pronounce it, you probably don't want it. And it's just nonsense. But you've been studying this stuff for years. ReefSafe was, you know, created out of your desire to save the environment and produce a sunscreen that wouldn't harm the reef, which is what we go down as scuba divers to go see. And I mean, this stuff has been around for how long now?
We started on it in 1996 and launched it officially in 2008. And we've had everybody from Moat Marine Laboratory test it to independent ecologists all over the U.S. And they all come back with the same result. ReefSafe doesn't harm corals, sea life, or humans.
Yeah.
And it biodegrades.
You know, I mean, it's a great product. It's been around for years, and you got all these new startups that are kind of throwing mud all around, like saying, oh, you got to use our sunscreen because you can eat it, or you.
Well, if you're a pig, you know, actually, mud's a great sunscreen.
Maybe. I didn't
think about it. Elephants and pigs all wallow in the mud and coat themselves. And I mean, but I don't think I'd want to wallow in mud and, and walk around all muddy.
I will tell you, you know, when you're walking around the Surf Expo, it's a unique crowd because they're kind of like a surfer based group, and everybody's wearing board shorts and t-shirts. And you see these young kids, you know, hawking some sunscreen that they have developed or something and say it's better for the planet than anything else on the market. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys. You know, I'm just not buying it. And I don't know. Like you said, it's all about the research. You've been doing it for years. We're familiar with the product. They've been working with us on Scuba Radio for many, many years. I use the product, and heck, I'm a walking testimonial for sunscreen. So it not only is it good for the environment, it works. And that's the bottom line. You know, you want a product, obviously, that is going to keep you from, you know, getting that nasty sun, you know, skin cancer crap and all that kind of annoying sunburn type stuff, but also protects the environment that we go down to see all the time as divers. And I love it. I just think you just feel good about using this stuff, and then it also works. So, you know, you got a good product. Even from my perspective, it's kind of annoying to see people act like they've, you know, reinvented the wheel.
Exactly.
When the wheel's been there for some time, and like, you know, this isn't really new news that you guys are trying to jump on the bandwagon. Go find another gig. Get back on your surfboard already.
You know? Well, we actually had a Cayman Island official give us a ruling on ReefSafe down there.
Oh, yeah?
He said, next to wearing nothing at all to protect your skin, ReefSafe's the best alternative. So they get it.
Yeah.
People that can read and understand the science. But nowadays, Greg, I'm seeing people only want to read the headline. Right. They don't want to read anything below it.
Well, if I saw that headline, you mean, wait a minute, they're telling people not to wear anything when they go swimming in the Caymans? That's how I'd read that. That's not what he meant, though.
No. He's saying next to wearing nothing at all, sun protection-wise.
If you're wearing nothing at all, put on Reef Safe. Lather up, or God help you, you're going to be looking like a lobster.
We're the best thing to nothing at all.
Okay, I got
because
you.
Because we biodegrade, and because only 3% comes off in the water in 80 minutes. So.
Yeah.
So it's that was a compliment.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously, Caymans have great diving, and they want to protect the reefs there, and want to make sure the tourists are using the proper sunscreen when they're getting off the cruise ships or just coming over there to do some diving. So it's great stuff. All you have to do is go to tropicalseas.com or look for it in a fine dive retailer around the world. Reef Safe sunscreen products. The official sunscreen, of me, at least, if not Scuba Radio. I like it, and you should give it a go as well. Dan, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Same here, Greg. Thank you.
All right. We got more of Scuba Radio coming up. Like I said, Richie Kohler, one half of the Shadow Divers, going to give us an update on how his movie thing's coming along, as well as a preview of his next book and TV deal. That's an hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.